Hello, 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 welcome.
Yes, welcome to the Late Starters show. We called it that because we're very bad at keeping time, but we're going to try our best today. I'm one of your hosts, Jake, and my other host is...
Laura.
How are you doing today, Laura?
I'm very well. How are you doing today, Jake?
Good. A bit tired, but we will manage. We've got a good show today. We've got four different artists and very different styles. Some classical, some EDM, some donk, and some rap. Are you excited?
I can't wait. Yeah. Can't wait, Jake.
Can't wait to talk to them all and hear what they have to say about their styles of music and what they're doing at the moment in their music careers. It should be a good one.
It will be, Jake. It will be. First up, we have Sophia.
Yeah, and then we have... Who do we have?
Jonah.
Jonah. And
composer.
Yeah, Jonah's composer. And it should be... It's a really nice... composed piece with a piano and a flute, and I'm looking forward to hearing that and hearing what he has to say about that one.
Yeah, and then we have Jay in as well, Lost KJ.
Yeah, Jay, a local rapper. Some really, really nice stuff from him. Really impactful, emotional songs that are really good.
Yeah, and our last performer will be Kieran.
Yeah, Kieran, donk music. And we have a little bit about what donk music is because it's not quite as common. But it's an emerging scene, and it'll be good to see where Kieran thinks it's going. What else have we got in the show today?
We will be talking about men's mental health as well.
Yeah.
And listening to everyone's stuff.
Yeah, cool. So we have Sophia here. Sophia Tsaslenko is an EDM producer and live act performer with 5 years of experience. Her live performances are mainly focused on techno and hard trance and vary in style from hypnotic and dark to acid rave. Ooh. Sophia, how are you doing today?
Welcome, Sophia.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm great.
Yeah, excited to be on the show.
Yeah, oh,
super excited.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
As well, I'm really glad that the weather is not that bad like yesterday.
Yeah, oh, yesterday.
Because I thought we're going to die. So, ask me your questions. How about you?
Well, we'll start off. What is the difference in sound making when it comes to electronic music production?
So, the difference is because we have to manipulate by synthesizers and drum machines to create the music. It's a long way to sit in a program and, jumping around between frequencies and making it shape with effects and different stuff in the programs, listening sound by sound, each hour, each sound. Sometimes it's like 6-8 hours for the same sound. So
yeah. Are there any specific instruments or software that you prefer to use in your productions?
Mostly I do use synthesizers and machines from Korg's because, let's be honest, they are really good. The quality of the sound is really good, but they are not that much expensive like Roland stuff or Moog stuff, which can cost you like thousands and thousands of euro for just one module.
Yeah. And what role do you think technology plays in the evolution of EDM music?
As its most commercial style, which people prefer to hear in the clubs.
Yeah.
Anyway, it already took over the charge in the clubs. So I think the other styles, the other genres will be produced by a big inspiration of from techno to make it more successful commercially, you know.
Yeah, and how do you feel your music has evolved since you first started creating?
Oh, it changed a lot. Like, you know, it was changing through the torture, because when you're making sound wrong, you don't know what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But you got used to it, and then step by step it changing. I'm doing music for the last 5 years, electronic music.
Yeah.
So it seems like... there's a big gap between, you know, first year and, for example, now.
Yeah. So when you started, would you see a mistake as a mistake, or would you try to build on that and create a new sound?
Could I ask you to repeat the question, please?
So when you hear a mistake in what you're creating, do you try to build on that and try and make a new sound?
Oh, sometimes you have to build on the existing materials you already have.
Yeah.
Because it would be a too big damage to change all the things that you planned.
Yeah.
Because you're going to kind of ruin your idea that you already made.
Yeah. Well, that's in this track. Yeah, let's hear what you've had to create. This is Lucid Dreams by Sofia Toslenko.
Thank you, Sofia.
Thank you.
That was Lucid Dreams by Sofia Toslenko. What do you think of that one, Laura?
I like that. That was nice.
So we've got some interviews that we've done around the Carlo Institute. Let's hear what the people have to say around the halls.
Let's hear it.
Right, so, Laura, what's your name?
Naomi.
Sorry, what?
Say it louder.
Naomi.
Sorry, what?
Say it louder.
Naomi.
Oh, Naomi, yeah. So, Naomi, what course are you doing?
Psychology.
Okay, and do you like the psychology course?
Yeah.
Come.
What don't you like about the, what do you like about the course?
It just like tells me how people behave. It lets me know, you know, why people behave a certain way.
Okay, that's good.
And are you enjoying the course?
Yeah, I like the people that's in my course. I like my teachers also.
Oh, you like all the teachers?
No. I like one of them, yeah.
You like one of the teachers?
Yeah.
And why is that? Why do you like that teacher?
We get along.
So you're saying you don't get along with all other teachers? Is that what you're saying?
We just get along the best.
Thanks, Jay. That was an interview done by Jay, talking about the teachers of the Carlo Institute. We've now got Jonah here with us. And Jonah O'Toole is a student at the Carlo Institute. And he's been playing violin and piano for 2 years. He's a member of the County Tipperary Ryan Youth Orchestra. Jonah has been writing his own music for a year and has ambitions to become a professional composer. How are you doing today, Jonah?
Welcome, I'm good, Jonah.
Thank you.
Yep. So how did you first become interested in composing music?
Well, at the time I started composing, I'd been playing for around 6 months, I think.
So not very long, really. Yeah.
No, not really long at all. And I think when I first really wanted to compose my own music, for me, I really loved, because at the start, it kind of came from at the start not being actually able to play the piano properly. So I would just mess around with the piano and just come up kind of with my own stuff. And then that kind of developed into wanting to learn how to properly do this.
Yeah. What genres and styles of music do you enjoy composing the most?
Ooh. I would say probably a lot of, it's not really a genre because it can cover a lot of stuff, but a lot of like cinematic kind of stuff. Because I listen to a lot of like film scores and things like that. So that's kind of a big inspiration for me.
Yeah.
But I do also kind of like dabbling kind of in jazz kind of styles.
So yeah, you like to mix things up, and so would you try and incorporate jazz into your compositions that may, you may intend to sound a little bit more cinematic, but you like to add some jazz?
I do, yeah.
And what do you mix any other styles into them?
I would say kind of more classical as well influences, because obviously that's kind of a lot of the music that I would play.
So. Yeah. And what? Now remind me again, what instruments are on your piece, so duet in C major?
So it's a duet for flute and piano.
Flute and piano. And how do you, are you playing any of these instruments?
No, I'm not on this recording.
You're just the composer.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it. Duet in C major by Joan O'Toole. Thanks, Jonah, for coming in to us. It was really nice to talk to you. Thanks. We're going to go back to the halls of Carlow and let's hear what other people have to say.
Hi, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. What course are you doing in college?
Applied Social Studies.
Nice. What are you doing that?
Psychology. You learn about equality and disability and the rights of people and the respect of people and stuff like that.
That's cool. What are you doing this week, innit?
We are actually not doing much this week, I don't think. We've done our assignments last week, so we're having actually having the DOS week, yeah, like nice that.
Relaxing week.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you doing any work placement?
Yeah, a lot of people are in charity shops. I'm going to a school doing SNA shadowing. That's another option that a lot of people do, yeah.
Very nice. Where are you doing that then?
In Bunclody, where I live, yeah, in a secondary school. So, nice. Yeah.
What are you going to do next year?
Next year, planning to do a music course, a music performance, and then go on to do music therapy. So
cool.
Six long years.
I love the music therapy side. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's hard, but
Are you doing that here now, or
no? I will have to go to Waterford, but I'm trying to maybe see if I can do a different course to get into the music therapy, so I can stay in Carlow because I love it here.
Yeah,
love it here.
Yeah, that's cool. Amazing. Have you got any wisdom for us?
Wisdom, Honestly, just come in, even if you're not going to go to class, just come in. It's a good laugh, so just come in, because it's honestly good, even if you're not going to class. So just come in and have a good laugh, honestly.
We have Jay here with us now after that interview of Round the Halls, and he's a local rapper, and the rap scene in Ireland is constantly changing and expanding, reflecting the unique experiences of Irish artists with diverse themes and the pure supportive community. Irish rappers are making their mark on the global hip-hop landscape. Jay, it's great to have you here.
Hey Jay, what's good? What's good, Laura? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll launch straight into this because I'm really interested to know, how has growing up in Ireland shaped your experiences and influences of your music?
It's affected it in a lot of ways, bro. Because, it has and it hasn't. Because when I'm making a song that I think is that I'm trying to get for a more wider audience all around the world, I'm not going to incorporate certain things because they wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Only people that I grew up with and Irish people would understand this specific term. You know what I mean? So, when I'm trying to make something for just my friends and family to listen to, then I put in, you know what I'm saying, some stuff that only we would know as Irish people, you know what I mean? But when I'm making something that I want to put more mainstream, I won't. If you know what I mean? Because it just makes more sense to me.
You're trying to build a broader audience rather than... And how do you see the Irish rap scene evolving, and what role do you hope to play in its growth?
I see it evolving. I mean, to be honest, I see it evolving, but I don't really see it going nowhere past Ireland, because the way like Irish rappers rap, I don't think it's for mainstream. I think it's for Ireland, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's here, then yeah, it will evolve, but worldwide, I don't think it's going places, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you can change that. You can be the one to change that.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
We've got a really, really good piece of music from you here called Shane O'Connor, Goodbye My Friend. It's a really emotional piece, and you've a few more things to say after it, but I think we'll just hear it now.
I heard Noisy Gen mix this.
Shane, you had the biggest heart. You done more for some people than they ever would have done for you, bro. I shed tears right in this. When I make it in the music, I promise the world will remember you. From the day that you came to the house, I was already trying to figure you out. I came to a conclusion to my disbelief. Love music and you were crazy, just like me. You liked being alone and that made no sense. People my age want everybody's attention. It didn't take me long to notice you were different. At the start was good, but you started hating the system. It was funny what you did at the start. As time went on, we grew apart. You were treating the people who cared about you like shit. Told myself I didn't want nothing to do with this. You were pushing me away, so I pushed you back. I'll never get to tell you, but I'm so sorry for that. You don't know the type of pain that went into writing this song. It's true when they say you don't know what you have till it's gone. Around you I never had to pretend. Rest in peace, my only real friend. You were my broski. Fuck drugs, it took my homie. Yo bro, I really miss you. I really wish that we never had our issues. Never hear my leave, my brother Shane. If I make it in the music, the world will know your name. A lot of you didn't care when he was going through it. So don't act fake around me, I see through it. I wasn't always a good friend, I'm not better than anyone. But if you ask for help, I'd be there before anyone. I was so ungrateful, it was so pathetic. There's a lot of things I wish I could change, now I'm regretting. Shane, I have to say, you were the realest G. We had our fights and I'd stop caring, but you always cared for me. Wish you were still alive so you could hear this song. Never had a fan care about me, you were the only one. I never even shed a tear when my young father died. But when I got the call about you, for days I cried. Stop telling me you understand, cause you can't relate. Nobody's ever made me feel this type of pain. Watching videos of laughs we had, they were the days. I'll never forget you, rest easy, my brother Shane. Around you I never had to pretend. Rest in peace, my only real friend. You were my broski. Fuck drugs, it took my homie. Yo bro, I really miss you. I really wish that we never had our issues. Never hear my leave, my brother Shane. If I make it in the music, the world will know your name.
That was incredible, Jay. Absolutely amazing. That was dedicated to a friend of yours.
Appreciate it.
Unfortunately.
We
want to talk today about men's mental health, because there is a lot of, like, there's a lot of talk about mental health in general, like, nowadays. But men's mental health should be more spoken about, because women and men are different. Women love talking, men don't like talking, and this is a problem for a lot of the mental health issues. I am old enough and I've been through a lot. You're quite young, Jay, yourself. I know for a fact that when you're growing up, that your brain isn't fully developed until you're like 27, meaning that we're actually just trying. We're trying, we're surviving, we're children up until our brains are fully developed, and a lot of stress and temper tantrums you would have, and you feel like nothing's going your way. It's completely normal to feel like that, And people need to really try and talk to people. Talking to people is a really big thing, even if it's just to forget about your worries in that moment. Try and get people to be around you and be there for one another, boost each other up. It's nice to be nice. And life is hard. Life is really hard. It's a struggle. It's a challenge. Yeah. And everyone needs to accept the challenge and try.
I think the way you look at things is very important. Like, you can either look at it as, this is a problem that I need to overcome, or you can look at it as, you can let the problem overcome you. And I promise you, you don't want the problem to overcome you, because it's just never a good thing. You want to be proud of yourself. You want to look back on your life and be like, yeah, I overcame that. You want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no regrets.
I think it makes life worth living when you have challenges.
But you need them challenges too. You need the struggles to get through to the better side of it. Because, like, if you're actually just, like, you have the best life ever and everything's just going, wee, like, that's no life. Your life needs to go up and down and up and down, because that's the way your heartbeat goes. It goes beep, beep,
100%.
Beep, beep. So we all need to have our up and downs. And so it's important for everyone to kind of look after each other and to look out for each other, and love yourself is the most important 100%. Thing. But on a brighter note, we're going to go over to some interviews.
Thank you so much for joining us today, girls. What course are you doing in college?
Hospitality and hotel. Hotel and hospitality.
That's cool. You're doing the same one, are you?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What are you learning this week?
Kind of like about how you like to communicate with customers and
how you handle complaints and things like that. So we have to do a scenario where we have someone complain.
Okay,
and
cool.
Then you basically, you're videoed and you show them like
how you do it. And you're learning how to cook as well, like how they do it in the kitchen. In hotels,
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Would you just have to cook then? What, if you were to get a job in the hotel, would you just kind of have to know
it
what you're doing
you're
in the kitchen?
You kind of have to know all the different departments. Like, if you're a waitress and the kitchen needs help, like, you're able to go in and just give a hand.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so you're kind of, like, covering all grounds then.
Yeah.
And learning about accommodation as well, like, how they have to deep clean all the rooms and everything for all the guests to come in.
Okay, and if someone was sick, then you just have to kind of take over.
What about tourism?
You do tourism kind of stuff.
We have a lot of, like, it's kind of like you do it in secondary school and you carry it on into here.
It's not really like you go and do the tourism part. Like, you just have to know how to handle tourists, and like, you need to know the area that you're working in to be able to give information and, you know, little things to do.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are you going to go on to do next year then?
Next year, I think I might do another course, or I will probably just do a year out. So,
yeah.
I'm just going to go travelling for a year, and then I'm going to be an air hostess. Yeah.
How many years would you have to train in this industry now to be qualified?
Well, there is like a proper college course for like of 4 years. I don't know, it seems a bit long, but...
But we work in a hotel anyway, so we're kind of... It's helping us with this
course. Yeah, we have the experience anyway, so...
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
You're working in the reception?
No, well, I work in the bar. She works in the restaurant, so as waitresses. Perfect. Yeah.
And then we're doing work experience all over the hotel as well, so it's going to help us.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you know, kind of everything.
Everything.
That's amazing. Thanks for talking to us today.
No problem.
Have a great day.
We have Kieran in with us now, who's a... Donk artist, and donk music is a high energy genre originating from the UK, known for its bouncy bass lines, fast tempos and catchy melodies. What sets it apart from normal dance music is its distinct donk sound, created by layered and distorted samples. It's a vibrant and unique genre that has gained a loyal following both in clubs and in online communities. Kieran, it's good to have you here.
What's the crack?
Launch straight into the questions. How do you see the evolution of donk music and its impact on the wider electronic music scene?
Well, it's evolved a lot since it first came up in the 90s, and it's only getting bigger. So it is with YouTube videos and mixes and events just it's just overfilling, and they're all getting played at bigger festivals like the Creamfields and all that. Similar to Billy Gillies and Calvin Harris's Miracle, like the offbeat bass. Well, mainstream artists are making their way up to the donk bass line, and it's getting played a lot now at bigger festivals around the world.
Yeah, and what about in Ireland? It originates from the UK. I presume it's a lot bigger there already. They've had a longer time to get into the donk spirit. What's it like here now in Ireland?
So in Ireland, there's one fella that really brought it to light called Eugene McCauley. He's a top bloke, so he is, and he knows how to make his tunes, but he kind of brought it to life over here. It hasn't been big over here, and a lot of the clubs don't play it. More so the West, and maybe a few festivals up around the east side of Dublin and all that, you might get a bit of donk, but it's slowly making its way through the market in Ireland, very slowly, but I'd say it'll be a good while before we pop up into clubs around here now.
And you're as well as donk artist, you perform live stuff as well?
Yeah, I've done one or two live stuff now. I haven't really got any gigs because it's not that popular over here in the clubs, so the clubs are really nervous to take on that type of fast music, but they will eventually get around to it. But I have done a few little parties and all here and there to kind of get my name out, and I have mixes up on the internet then as well for people to go back and listen to.
Yeah, and you have a podcast as well, don't you?
Yeah, the Donkaholic podcast, that's my podcast. So it's just basically I play that music and I get a couple of guests on to do half an hour mixes each after I do an hour mix or so on, like, you know.
Are there any specific tracks or remixes that never fail to get a crowd going during your donk set?
All right, all the old school stuff, yeah. You get all, like, they all work like, you know, Boom 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 by Venga Boys and Casada and all that, and then some of the new stuff like DNA by Billy Gillies and all that sort of stuff. They get the crowd going. But all the popular stuff, chart music, and then the old school stuff.
Yeah, very good. You've mentioned Eugene McCauley here. We've got a remix of one of his songs, Dominoes, by DOD and Hannah Bolan. Let's hear it.
That was amazing. That was Kieran with Kieran's friend with his donk.
Yeah, DOD and Hannah Bolan.
Yes, that was it. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks everyone for coming on to the show. We've had good fun talking to everyone and hearing about different styles, and it's been a really good eclectic mix. Donk and some classical.
Yeah, love
and some
classical.
EDM and rap. Yeah, it's been really good.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. Yeah, and thanks everyone for coming on.